trade war, trade fear, bah, we scoff at those words. It's the Business News Hour for Thursday, the 20th of September. Thanks for being here, everybody. The markets took off like crazy today as trade fears are now but a memory. Or are they? While investors forgot about the trade battle with China, you are about to find out what it feels like. Wells Fargo plans to cut up to 10% of their workforce. Wonder why? Hurricane Florence will impact the price of used cars big time, and we'll tell you why that's about to happen. The trouble with universal life insurance. Those stories, the markets, and we'll chat with Jolene Goodman and Shelby Bobbitt from Big Green Umbrella Media. And it's all Central Iowa Business Conference. That's what we're going to talk about with Lisa Fox and Tiffany Menke. Stay with us. The Business News is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could just switch off your HR issues? Then you wouldn't have to deal with payroll, benefits, onboarding, or compliance. Instead, you could focus on growing and improving your business. Well, Arion is that switch. Arion provides attractive and competitive benefits, mitigates employer risks, manages a wide variety of HR transactions, and stays on top of ever-changing employment regulations so you don't have to. Flip the switch and visit AURION to get started.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Thanks very much for coming. Oh, by the way, you want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Me? Yeah, I've got a Twitter account. You can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Let's get into it, shall we? The markets boomed today as the indices hit record numbers. Investors, it would seem, have forgotten all about any silly trade war, and it was full steam ahead. We will detail all the numbers later in the broadcast. Now, while investors have all but forgotten about the trade war with China, that does not mean that you should. In fact, experts are now saying you'll soon feel the brunt of the new tariffs in your wallet. The previous round of tariffs imposed by the president on $50 billion worth of Chinese goods focused almost exclusively on industrial goods and intermediate parts. Now, all of that led to an indirect hit to consumers. As businesses faced higher costs for input goods, the companies were forced to either cut back in other areas like advertising, marketing, or lay off workers, or pass along the price to their consumers, which were mostly other businesses. But now, the latest round of tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods constitutes a direct hit on you and me, consumers. Many of the 5,745 items on the newest tariff list are consumer goods, things Americans buy every day, fruit juice, furniture, air conditioners, you get it. The list gets very long. But the Trump administration says, hey, not to worry. There will be very little impact on consumers. That, according to Wilbur Ross, the Secretary of Commerce. But many economists disagree, and since businesses that sell the same goods but don't source the product from China, they might well see an opportunity to grow their profits by matching the price increase. In other words, hey, my products are made in Saskatchewan, but I don't have to have a 25% or 10% increase, but I can still charge you the same. Ultimately, all of this will lead to price increases for consumers and boost inflation. Now, if economists are correct, the new round of tariffs will boost the consumer price index 0.5% to 3.2% year over year. And with wages coming in at 2.9%, clearly working families are going to feel the pinch. But hey, that's tomorrow, right? Today, the markets had a good day. Today, embattled bank Wells Fargo announced they're going to cut up to 10% of their workforce. Why? Well, they are calling it a turnaround plan. Some might call it finding ways to cut expenses in light of more and more fines resulting from past adventures. Let's look at this just a bit deeper. Since the scandal, or should we say scandals, the bank has made lots of changes, including ousting executives. They've been clawing back pay from executives. They've changed the incentive structure for low-level employees, implemented a new risk management structure, and hey, they've even launched a new ad campaign telling us they have been reestablished in 2018. Wells Fargo, which has a total of roughly 264,000 employees, said the latest reduction would reflect displacements as well as normal team member attrition. But now let's take a look at the real story. The announcement comes as the bank looks to cut total expenses by about $3 billion by 2020. Wells Fargo reported a lower-than-expected quarterly profit in July, and that was because of lending activity had slowed, and the bank said much of the decline had to do with moves to avoid riskier loans. So what happened on Wall Street when Wells Fargo said they're going to cut their employee base by up to 10%? Wells gained 0.6% on the news to settle at $55.55 a share. Well, get ready. One of the fallouts from Hurricane Florence is going to be an increase in the price of used cars. Why? Well, we've seen this story before with other natural disasters. The used car market is going to get hit big time with demand. So many vehicles were lost in the flooding that they've got to be replaced. That's the old supply and demand theory. It takes over and prices, they go up. So how widespread is the problem? Jonathan Smoke is the chief economist with Kelley Blue Book, and he says 20,000 to 40,000 vehicles will be total losses due to Florence. State Farm, one of the largest U.S. auto insurers, said that as of yesterday, it had received more than 1,600 auto-related claims from motorists in North and South Carolina. But that number is expected to skyrocket once people return home. Now add to that the fact that car dealers will have to replace inventory, and the whole thing means that the demand for cars will swell along with the prices. Now you know. Well, today the Wall Street Journal had a great piece on universal life insurance. That was a 1980s and 1990s product that was very, very popular. But today those policies are eating away the income of people now in their 70s, 80s, and even in their 90s. Here's the problem. When those forms of insurance were taken out, interest rates were in the high single digits or above. Today, rates are way low, but the premiums continue to increase. The result is a flood of unexpectedly steep life insurance bills that's fraying a vital safety net. Some find that they owe thousands of dollars a year to keep modest policies in effect. People with million-dollar policies, for example, can owe tens of thousands of dollars annually. Some retirees are dropping policies on which they have paid premiums for decades. Universal life is among the reasons Americans are approaching retirement in the worst shape in decades. The insurance policy type emerged in an era nearly four decades ago when the Federal Reserve was fighting inflation with high interest rates. Some financial advisors suggested people forgo traditional whole life insurance and buy less expensive policies that covered just a limited term, and then they could invest what they saved in mutual funds and money market funds. Insurance companies embraced this mantra to buy term and invest the difference by inventing a new product. Hence, ta-da, universal life. Today, it's a different story, and we thought you ought to know. We want to pick that issue up of the Wall Street Journal. It's an exciting read. Wall Street, by the way, had a great day today as the indices hit record levels. The Dow ended 251 points higher as Boeing, Caterpillar, and Apple outperformed. The S&P 500, that rose by 0.8% to an all-time high, its first since late August, as materials and tech outperformed. The NASDAQ added 1% as Amazon rose ahead of an event which is expected to unveil new Alexa-powered devices. I mean, what trade war, right? The Chinese Commerce Ministry said today the country hopes the U.S. will take steps to correct its behavior regarding the announcement of another $200 billion worth of tariffs to Chinese products. But who knows, right? At the bell, the Dow was up by nearly 1% to 26,656. The NASDAQ gained to end at 80.28. And the S&P 500 ended the day at an all-time high of 29.30. Gold, by the way, climbed by $3.40 to end the day at $1,207.30 an ounce. Oil dipped by 72 cents to $70.15 a barrel. And the 10-year T-bill still over 3%, paying 3.06. When we come back, we'll talk City View Magazine, events, and more with Jolene Goodman and Shelby Bobbitt. Stay with us. It is the Business News Hour.